Welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast. I am your host, Vashti Maya. And here we just kind of talk about self-care, mental health, your spirit, your mind, and your body, and how it all formulates to this new form of self-care. So I hope that you guys enjoy this, and let's get right into it. Hey lovers, welcome to the first official week of February. Can you believe it's February already, y'all? I feel like January was here and then it wasn't. Like, that's how I feel. I'm not sure how y'all feel. But anyways, like always, I am so grateful to be here. I am so grateful you are here. We got another day, another moment to live, alter choices, make better decisions, make better, you know, everything for our life. Each day that we wake up is a new day and a new fresh start. So always keep that in mind, all right? So today we are going to be talking all about speaking, with purpose, and also a little bit of treatment, okay? I do feel that speaking goes hand in hand with action. So, you know, that could be how you speak about yourself versus how you speak about other people, which is also how you treat yourself versus how you treat other people. So that's going to be all about what we're talking about today. So let's just jump right into it. There's this term that I love to use, to each its own, obviously, but I love to use it, and it says, speaking without purpose isn't smart, and I am smart, so I speak with purpose. I'm going to say that one more time. Speaking without purpose isn't smart, and I am smart, so I speak with purpose. Take those words and let them resonate with you in any way that you feel like you need, all right? But we're gonna be touching on that. So the first thing that I want to talk about is speaking with and without purpose, just like the little mantra that we just spoke about. So speaking with and without purpose is very important because the things that come out of your mouth should have some type of essence to them. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, if you tell a joke or anything like that, that's still for a purpose, for a reason. You know what I mean? So I don't want you to think too deeply into this. The way I'm speaking is more about the things you say to yourself, the things you say about yourself, the things you say about other people, the things you say to other people. All those things should be purposeful, okay? It should all be purposeful. So while we go about the day, I really want you to ask yourself, are you speaking with purpose? When you say certain things to yourself, do you find yourself contradicting what you may do or say about other people when it comes to yourself? So if you cheer other people on, if you're just like, oh, you're doing such a great job, oh, don't talk about yourself like that, you're an amazing person, do you also treat yourself that way? Or do you find that you criticize yourself a little more than you do other people? Okay, so that's what I want you to think about as we go along here, all right? My ideology is that the way you treat yourself is equivalent to the way that you speak about yourself. So if you feel like you are not the smartest person in the world and you feel like that you are flawed and you feel like that, you know, you're just not in the best shape of your life, mentally, spiritually, physically, and you are constantly reaffirming that in a vocal, verbal, worded way, then you're going to have actions that reflect that, and you're going to treat yourself as a person who lacks that. Okay? So it's important for you to make sure you are affirming to yourself. It's important to make sure that you are holding yourself up to a standard, right? Kind of just like last episode, like holding yourself up to a certain standard, but constantly speaking that standard, constantly treating yourself like you are that standard. And step number one is to identify, what do you believe is true about yourself? What do you believe you are? Who do you believe you are? Do you believe that you're capable to do certain things? Do you believe that you are worthy to receive certain things? Do you believe that you are smart? Do you believe that you are sufficient? Do you believe that you are loved? Do you believe that you are lovable? Even if it's just by your own self, do you have that belief? oftentimes we go through our life and we'll just be like, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, why did I do that? All these I statements that are negative. You gotta stop. And I mean, I'm not all holy, y'all. Look, I go through the same things. Used to do it worse. Definitely have healed it. So I have those moments where I'll say something. I'm like, oh, wait, no, I'm not. And then I'll go ahead and combat that over again, because what you say about yourself matters. Affirmations. I know a lot of people have heard about affirmations. If you have not heard about affirmations, affirmations are words of encouragement that you speak over yourself and other people. So maybe you just take an extra time in the morning to speak words of affirmations, words of wisdom to yourself. I am going to have an amazing day today. I am so happy that I am me. I am so grateful that I get to be alive again today. I am so glad I have a great memory. Oh, I'm so smart and I love it. You know, little simple things like that really do matter, because you're affirming to yourself, this is who I am. And so naturally, subconsciously to consciously, you start doing the actions that you were affirming over yourself. Does that make sense, y'all? I know it makes sense. It gotta make sense. So it's important for you to do that. And in turn, as you do that, like I said, the action, the treatment, the things you do for yourself starts to grow. The things you do for yourself starts to develop. It starts to get more in alignment with the assignment that you're giving it to. So if you're saying, I am smart, I am intelligent, I hold wisdom, I have the words or the influence that will lead people down the right path, or whatever it is that you're saying about yourself, and you keep affirming, keep setting expectations. You keep setting those expectations about yourself, then you have no choice but to become those things. You have no choice but to start treating yourself like you are a person who is that, because you have declared that you are. Do you get what I'm saying? So if you say the words like, I am worthy to receive all great things. I am worthy to receive all great things. Then you're going to start treating yourself like you deserve all great things. So anytime something happens that's not so great, you know, oh, this isn't for me, because I am worthy to receive great things. So it really does line up with action, y'all. It really does go hand in hand together. And when you feel good about yourself, and when you feel strong about yourself, you don't have time or energy or any type of inclination to feel any other way about anybody else. You don't gossip. You don't have negative things to say about other people, because you are too busy speaking positivity into your life, and it starts to feel so good that why would you want to speak negativity on anybody else? Do y'all remember growing up in school? The little sayings, I'm rubber and you're glue. Whatever you say to me will, what is it, bounce off of me and stick to you, right? That's how it is. Half the time you're gossiping and you're saying a lot of things towards other people, thinking that it's hurting them. And really, you're showing your reflection. You're showing your true colors. You're showing how you truly feel about yourself deep down. There's not one person that will gossip and say all these negative things about a person and feel 100% good about themselves. They don't exist. You see, because your outer reflects your inner. And it will always be that way. So I really want you to be mindful of the words that you are speaking. I really want you to be mindful of the words that you are speaking, not only to yourself, but towards other people. Because some of y'all may find, oh shoot, why did I say that about this person? What's wrong with me? You know what I mean? Like, it gets you to stop in your tracks. Like, you, I hope y'all are hearing me. Speaking about yourself in a positive way. Speaking about yourself in a positive way makes you feel good. It makes you feel good. It makes other people feel good. And it's a form of self-care, right? That's what it's all about. That's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about self-care. We're talking about how you matter and putting yourself on a high pedestal in a mental, spiritual, physical way makes you feel good, right? So I want you to be intentional with your words. Speak with purpose. Everything that comes out of your mouth, let there be a reason for it. What is the reason for saying that something is not good about you? What is the reason? Do you know? There is none. There's never a reason for you to talk bad about yourself. Excuse me. There's never a reason for you to talk bad about other people. There's never a reason. And if you feel that there is a reason, oh, I deserve to be treated badly, or I deserve to treat this person badly, you got to ask yourself, why do you feel that way? Who lied to you and told you that you deserve to be treated that way? Who lied to you and told you that it's okay to treat other people that way? Who did it? You gotta ask yourself these questions. You have to. Because if you don't, then you'll continue going through life feeling the same way, bad, miserable, sad, gaining enemies, making fake friends. You know, you have to speak your truth. You have to be real. You have to be intentional with your speaking. You have to know what you're speaking about. You just can't say things because it sounds right. You got to say the things that feel good. Not what sounds good, but what feels good. What's that term? Someone will be like, oh yeah, if I just take this job, I'll make that much X amount of money. And they'll be like, yeah, that sounds good. But is it really? Right? So you may say, oh yeah, I love me. Yeah, that sounds good. But do you feel that? Do you feel that love when you say it? When you say, I love me, it's me. Do you feel that? Do you feel that love that you have radiating towards yourself? Do you feel it? You know? Really ask yourself that question. Because it's all those emotions and everything else that's going to make you stand out. And someone's going to say, hey, that person really loves themselves. Oh, I can tell. I could tell that you're a great person. I could tell that you're genuine with the words that you're saying about me, because I see how you treat yourself. I see how you do for yourself. Always remember, the people in our lives, the people we come in contact with, they're just mirror images of ourselves. Sometimes people say, well, I'm a good person. I don't see why I would attract a liar. Are you lying to yourself about something? Are you keeping a secret from somebody else? Have you not been truthful? Some people may be like, well, I'm a great person. I don't see why there's people gossiping around me. Do you gossip about other people? Do you entertain it? Maybe you don't speak on it, but do you welcome other people to call you and do it? You know? So you gotta ask yourself that question. You may see somebody that's really quick to anger, and this may be something inside of you that you also are quick to anger with, right? So I'm not saying every single person that you see, you have that characteristic, but I am saying to an extent you do, or you did. Or it's showing you, dang, aren't you glad that you overcame this? Because you can kind of see a person. Like, have y'all ever, like, saw a person who was, like, yelling and arguing, and you're just looking at them, like, what are you really upset about? Like, you know what I mean? You can see them. When you have healed something in you, there's something about, like, God being hilarious, where they're like, oh, you healed this in you. Let me go ahead and send you a person who also had the same issue that you had. That way you could just see yourself a little bit. And I mean, yeah, help them too. Give them the right words, you know, give them the right encouragement to help them along your journey. But look at this person. You was once this person. And sometimes it's hilarious. You're just like, dang, I really was like that. You know what I mean? But you catch yourself up, right? You catch yourself up and you do what you need to do. But what I'm saying ultimately is, you know, speak with purpose. Speak over yourself with purpose. Speak over other people with purpose. And treat people right. Treat people fair. I learned in kindergarten. I don't know if y'all learned in kindergarten, but if you're a millennial, I'm sure that you learned this in kindergarten too. It was like a big sign. I remember being on my kindergarten teacher's name wall. Her name was Miss Abette. I remember that. Cedar Grove Elementary. But she had this big poster on her wall, and it said the golden rule: treat others the way you wish to be treated. I never forgot that phrase. Treat other people the way you wish to be treated. Well, if you're telling yourself that you do not basically deserve to be treated well, how are you going to treat other people? You're going to treat other people that way because you feel like you deserve to not be treated well, so you're going to treat other people that same way. I feel like I deserve to be treated poorly, so I'm going to treat other people poorly. You get what I mean? So it goes a lot deeper. And as you continue to grow in life, evolve, go through your own little metamorphosis in life on different levels, you'll start to realize, damn, like, okay, these things matter. Something's not changing. Something in my life is not changing, which means that I got to initiate change somewhere. I'm not seeing improvement, which means I gotta initiate change somewhere, right? So speaking goes hand in hand with self-care. Take care of yourself on the inside. When you wake up in the morning, when you know, I'm hoping that you have a hygiene routine. And if you do have a hygiene routine, you know, before or afterwards, look at yourself in the eyes. Look in the mirror and look at your eyes, because this is you. This is you. This is your body. This is your life. This is you. Nobody else can be you. Nobody else can be your body. Nobody else can be your essence, your principle, your truth. It's all you. So look at yourself in your eyes and admire you. And speak to yourself. Speak words of kindness. Speak words of wisdom. Speak words of assurity. You know, my favorite Bible verse is Psalms 82:6. And I'm going to tell you exactly what it says, but it's my favorite Bible verse ever, because these simple words changed my life. And I'm hoping that they change yours too. My favorite Bible verse is Psalms 82:6. And in the King James Version, it says, "I have said, ye are gods, and all you are children of the Most High." So if you mean to tell me that I am a God, okay, may not be thee, but if I am a God, that means I'm already special. That means I'm already unique. That means I'm already important. Even if that uniqueness and importantness and specialness is through my own eyes, have I not said, ye are gods? Raise up. Understand who you are and speak purpose over your life. Speak freely over your life. Speak love and adoration over your life. Edify yourself. You will feel so good if you look in your eyes in the mirror. So to some, it may be a little awkward at first, but if you can find the strength to look into your eyes in the mirror and tell yourself, I love me. I am lovable. I am loved. I am cherished. I am special. I am important. I am smart. I am kind. I am wonderful. I am magnificent. All these wonderful attributes and adjectives, characteristics that are flowing around out there, utilize them and become who you have always meant to be. You hold that power. You hold it. So it's important for you to speak it. It's important for you to know it. It's important for you to know that, you know, people say you can do anything you put your mind to. That includes overcoming negative self-talk. That includes putting yourself in a positive mental space. Now, does that mean that you're going to be flying in that positivity for the rest of your life 100% of the time, 24/7? Maybe not, because we're still human. we still are human. And there are things sometimes that are outside of our control. But you bounce back. And you say words like, I know I'm going to get through this. I can do this. I will do this. This will happen for me. And I'm already grateful that it has happened for me. You know, those type of things really do matter, y'all. Really do matter. So, like I said, I really just wanted to talk about the importance of speaking. Speaking, overcoming. I'm gonna say it again. Speaking without purpose isn't smart. And I am smart, so I speak with purpose. Whether you say those words out loud or in your head, you keep saying them. And everything that comes out of your mouth about yourself, about other people, will be in alignment with what it is that you're wanting. And the way to figure out what exactly you're wanting is asking yourself, how do I want to be treated? If you want to be treated kindly, treat yourself kindly. If you want to be treated like you're unique and important, then treat yourself like you're unique and important. Because what you put out, you will always receive back. So if you're putting that into yourself, you're going to receive that back. If you're putting that into other people, you're going to receive that back. But it all starts within. It all starts inside of you. So please, if you remember nothing else on this in this episode, remember, speaking without purpose isn't smart. And I am smart, so I speak with purpose. I know what I'm going to say. I understand what I'm going to say. I'm going to communicate it effectively and clearly. And I'm going to be happy, and I choose to be happy because I deserve to be happy. And I will treat myself with kindness, happiness, and love. And I would treat all other people with kindness, happiness, and love. As within, so without. All right? So I'm not going to hold y'all. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this this series, this episode. I do hope that this has been something that you guys all enjoy and you guys utilize. And I hope that I could have been of assistance to you guys. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Vashti.maa or Vashti Maya on Instagram, or Neil Self Care. We're also on TikTok. Make sure you hit up our YouTube as well. And you can send an email to neilselfcare@gmail.com. If you have certain topics or questions or anything of that nature that you'd like us to hit on, I do appreciate your consistent support. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your week. I'll check back in next Tuesday, like always. And thank you so much. If you haven't heard it today, I love you. Bye.